Hi, this is John Cow with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I did see some really good notes here from Pearl. So just from what I gather, for Mac Power Washing, or Mako Power Washing, what are you currently doing to market the business right now?
We currently run ads on Facebook and it's been doing pretty well. I just switched from a home advisor. It was a nightmare.
Okay. What happened with Home Advisor?
Paying per lead, which got super expensive because like majority of the people that called me weren't like actually like got like they didn't actually want the job like right away. Like they would say they were postponing the job or like looking at getting it done in the future or like.
Oh, wow.
Those leads would get sent out to, like, four or five different contractors. So, like, if there's a guy that's doing it for a cheaper price, they'd more than likely go with them.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, no, we've heard similar stories. I mean, it's one of those things where it's tough because especially if you're a man who's in the field, it is tough to compete sometimes against the people who usually, like, have call centers or someone who can, like, rapidly connect with a potential client. And then even if you connect with them early, they're probably going to get four or five calls when you're on the phone with them. So yeah. I understand what you're saying. It makes the client feel like they have a lot of leverage as opposed to just them reaching out to you, right?
Yeah.
So understandable. Now, I did see something here from Perla. Pearl, I just want to double check. Is it Mako Power Washing or is it Bowers Talks? I was confused there.
Mako Power Washing,
okay, I did have it right. Okay, and then do you have a web domain that you bought on GoDaddy?
Yeah, it's a free listing through GoDaddy, so it's a free website right now.
Okay, all right, so haven't really built it out yet, is it what you're saying?
No, it's pretty like established. It's just like that .GoDaddy site is kind of annoying. I'd rather have my own custom domain.
Oh, let me see here. Mako Power Washing.
GoDaddySites.com.
And it's GoDaddySitesPlural.com, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, that's why I'm not being able to get through it, because it's a... doesn't have a secure connection. Sometimes when it doesn't have the security setting, my web browser doesn't show through. That's okay. Like I said, I just wanted to check in on that. So the reason why I was asking is we can definitely help you with the website if you feel, you know, the match is right. The website doesn't increase your cost in any way. We just know that when it comes to Google optimization, it's important to have a website that's functional, that's your own domain. So it wouldn't be like a .localsplash site. It would just be strictly if MakoPowerWashing.com was available, that's what we would do, or something that's you know very, very close to that. But do you take text messages on this phone number, Nick?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a couple messages from our 877 number. First one is just going to say, hi, Nick. This is John Kyle from Local Splash, just so you have our contact information in the event you know our call has to go forward later in the future. But then the other text message is a sample website for our power washing service providers. So this is something that's fully customizable to whatever you want it to be. I just wanted to show you the sample site so you understand what we provide with our service. So are you on the job site right now, or are you able to pull that up?
I'm currently at a job site, but I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. So you see Superior Pressure Washing, right?
Yep.
Okay, so as you scroll through, again, it's not meant to win any graphics media awards or anything like that, but you can see hopefully the relatively clean site with, you know, photos of whatever work that you want to promote as far as your service offerings. But the key for the site structure that I want to point out to increase your call volume is that you'll notice when you scroll through the site, a click-to-call button stays steady at the top and bottom at all times.
Yeah.
So that's obviously designed to where, as you know, people who are looking at websites, they're mainly putting it from their cell phone. A lot of them get lazy to look for phone numbers. So as a result, we just try to make it as easy as possible for someone to reach out to you once their interest is piqued. Okay. So that's a part of it. Where you see the local Splash logo, that'll be replaced by your logo. Did you already create one through GoDaddy as well? A logo?
Wasn't through GoDaddy, it was through Fiverr, but I do have one.
Okay, great. So if you already have a logo, that's where it would be, is at the top. And then again, as far as color scheme, you change it, and this is fully customizable. I just want to let you know this is the structure of what our typical websites look like, okay?
Okay.
All right, so again, that's included with the service, but the core of what we do is to try to promote your growth. So I know that you tried it with Angie's to get some lead volume come in, and it was just, unfortunately not the best experience there. And but the goal would be if someone is in Newtown, Pennsylvania, or your surrounding area, and they're looking for a pressure washing or power washing near Newtown, PA, then what you're going to most likely find, I'm not sure if you've done this search before, but have you ever seen like the listings there around you, like for like Bright Services or the Clean Garage, not the Clean Garage, it's the parts store, Handy Power Wash Service, Waldron's Window Cleaning, and so on and so forth?
I'm not familiar with those companies, but when you look up like power washing on Facebook, I know I'm like one of the first that come up.
Nice. Okay. So there you go.
Google,
so.
Right?
Yeah, this is just on the Google listing, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have a Google listing yet. It's something I'm interested in.
Okay, so that's what we would promote, right? We would get you on Google so that way you're showing up on the map, but more importantly, we would grow your status on the map, because there's some players here that only have like 4 reviews and they're on the first page. I have Semper 5, Soft, and Power Wash. They have 0 reviews and they're on the first page. Like, you know, things like that we would help promote for you. So that way, you can be one of these lists, one of these people here that are getting a lot of traction, right? So that's the core of what we do. We've been in business about 20 years promoting this and making sure companies show up on the first page. And, that's essentially how we grow your business. Now, I'm sure that you went into a little detail with Pearl, but we only work with one client per region, so per service area. And the reason being is Google rates us based on our performance with our clients. So we have to maintain a bare minimum of a 3 out of 4 success rate across the nation with our clients. So in order to do that, if you do the math, Nick, we don't sign up 2 clients per region ever. And the main reason being, if most likely one of you would be happier than the other. So if we signed up you and one other person in your area, it would probably set us up for a 50% success rate. And that just wouldn't cut it for Google. And we definitely don't want to be kicked off their platform. You following me there so far?
So you guys would be exclusive to me if what would the region be, is what I'm asking. Like, would it be Newtown, Bucks County, Pennsylvania?
It's the region where you're like located, right? So the algorithm is created by Google, right? So those Newtown and surrounding areas would be where you would be promoted on Google on the map listings. But you were also talking about Facebook, right? So clearly you go further than your 10 to 15 mile radius. How far are you going for the work you offer?
Oh, I'm not going further than that. Max 20 miles, yeah.
Okay. So that worked out well.
On there because I used to live in Philadelphia, and I was like operating out of Philadelphia. I currently live with my girlfriend now in Newtown. So, like, I'm able to operate out of Newtown.
Nice. So, you're like, I'm not going anywhere inside the greater city, like, confines, right?
And it's like, people out here are the ticket prices are so much higher, too, because the houses are bigger, the people are a lot nicer.
Are you able to cross state lines? Do you ever trickle into Jersey or no?
I try not to.
Okay, nowhere.
I know it's kind of weird because Newtown is so close to Jersey, but
hey, there might be a good reason to not to. I don't know specifically. That's okay. So the reason why I was asking is, so how Facebook works, and just like how you said you're found really quickly on Facebook, we also run Facebook ads for our clients, like Boost ads. Have you ever run those before?
Oh, yeah. I'm currently working with a company called the State Hub, and they handle all my advertisements. And like, so far, I've been able to consistently get a job once a day.
Nice, and they're called State Hub? Bad.
Yeah, it's State Hub.
A State Hub? So with the State Hub, let me ask, are they, how they operate, as far as marketing goes, they do only do social media though? They don't do anything on Google yet?
Oh, no.
Gotcha.
They are a very small company in North Carolina. It's like four guys that also run a power washing company.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice. So in that regard, they're doing, what are they doing for you on Facebook, I guess I should ask?
Yeah, they make the ads and then they like put all of the information in for like, you know, my proximity, like how far I'm willing to travel. They like target specific homes that I would like prefer to work at as opposed to other ones. And then they just handle like ad spend. Like I'm paying out of pocket for ad spend, but like they do pretty much just like all the number stuff.
Okay. And it's all on just for Facebook, right?
Yeah, just for Facebook.
Okay. So again, not obviously you're getting work with them. I'm not going to say pull away from that. They have access to your Facebook profile, right?
It's like through a link. So I sent them a link and they have access to the ad manager for my account.
Okay. No worries. So the reason why I was asking is I don't know how much of a conflict it'd be. If you wanted to run Facebook with us, you can. If you don't want to run Facebook with us, that's okay too. You know,
If you guys are cheaper, like per month, these guys, I'm spending $750 plus ad spend. So if it's cheaper and easier to get it combined, I have no problem. And, you know, as long as I'm getting the same outcome. If not,
how much is your ad spend on Facebook right now?
About 100 every 4 days.
Okay, so you're doing about 400 a month on Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, no, every 4 days, but you're not doing just money at a time. You're saying you might be doing about 700 on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we're advertising. True. We are. Yep. We're doing Saturdays and Sundays, too.
Okay, so let's take a step back. You're doing 700 on Facebook, and obviously that's working well for you, though, right? Better than Andy's, anyway, right?
Yeah. Angie's was terrible. Like, I'd pay $50 per lead, and, like, with the competitiveness of the jobs, I'd only be able to charge, like, $300 for a decent-sized house. Like, these ones are exclusive leads.
What type of ad copies are they running for you, the smaller outfit in North Carolina? Is it just a standard, like, newsfeed ad, like what we're talking about? Are they doing, like, video ads is, I guess, what I'm asking.
Oh, no, it's just pictures, just before and after pictures. And then it says, like, a caption. It's like, hi, this is Mako Power Washing. If you'd like to get scheduled, please, for an estimate, please contact us.
Yeah, so it shows up on the newsfeed. Okay, good. So same type of ad. I just want to make sure, because obviously they're doing, like I said, we're not graphic arts winners, right? We're not trying to do that. Mm-hmm. The retargeting ads, the boost ads. So what you're describing sounds like a boost ad to me, too. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. So yes, our cost is not anywhere near that. Thank you for full disclosure, because it doesn't mean I'm going to change my cost to be close to them. I'll let you know grand total cost. So, and then you do your ad by however much you want. But as far as grand total cost, what we do is a month to month program to include the Google optimization. We do $100 towards Facebook at this price that I'm going to go over with you. And then, we'll get a website for you that's on your own domain, not like something that says GoDaddy, right? So all that inclusive is $299 a month on a month to month program.
And that's on top of that is AdSense.
$100 goes towards Facebook out of that $299, to be clear. And then on top of whatever AdSense you want to do, I mean, don't get me wrong. We love managing.
I'd like to stay with where I'm at. I'd spend that $25 a day, if that's possible. I don't know, isn't that a bit more than $2.99 a month?
Yeah. No, that's fine. So that's what I'm saying. You can add however much a Facebook ad spend you want. The $2.99 a month is just what covers like our services. It's just it includes $100 of that going towards Facebook, if you're following me there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so it's $2.99, and then 100 of that $2.99 goes to Facebook AdSense.
Right.
Okay. That sounds very, very good. Sounds a lot cheaper than what I'm paying now. I mean, yeah, I guess I'd like to find out. I have a payment coming up at the State Hub pretty soon here. And then I guess after this payment, I'm going to work with like both of you guys at the same time, just so like, you know, I don't want to like just jump out of them and jump into you guys and say something.
Totally makes sense.
You guys.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. From what they're doing, I would say transition makes sense. Pull out and then jump in. That's going to give you a little bit of lag time. I don't want to give you lag time. So how it would work is, we have about 7 to 14 day live time, and we're still going to provide you the same analytics and whatnot. You can even show us the ad copies. If you want us to do the same exact ad, that's fine too. You know what I mean? Like, it does not matter. Because you have access to the ad copies.
I don't like.
Oh, well, we can use your pictures.
Okay. Yeah, I really like that. This is like a lot more customizable. Like, I'll look through Facebook and see like think that another person is like has my like
ad?
I think that another person's ad is my ad. Yeah, just because it's the same pictures.
Oh, oh, so they use the same exact stock photo. It's not even like a changing it up.
No, it's gotcha. Exact, like I just became friends with this kid. He's a bit younger than me. And he does like power washing too outside of Horsham, PA. And, he's got ads too. Like he's the same exact pictures. It's just crazy.
You're like, all right, I gotta elevate now above this kid.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, definitely again. So how it works is whenever you want to get started, if now's the day, great. I'm just not the arm twisting type. So let me know what do I need to do as far as to, or taking next steps here?
What would the next steps be?
Okay, so basically it takes about 10 more minutes to finish up the call here, and then we get started for the first month at $2.99, again, $100 going towards Facebook. There is a one-time setup fee, but not meant to break your back. I know you've dealt with bigger setup fees. It's $99 with us, and that just includes the programming for the initial website and everything else there, okay? All right. So, and then the only other thing I need from you is just we would take about 10 minutes just to fill out a couple preliminary questions so that way I can get my team prepared on everything, okay?
Yep.
All right.
And then what was the name of your guys' company? Oh, Splash, Local Splash.
Local Splash, uh-huh.
Okay.
We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. By all means, check out our reviews. We're proud of them. We wear the occasional bad review on our chest, just like any other one would wear a battle scar. But you know how it is with marketing. I mean, not everyone is as involved as you. It seems like you are really, you know, invested in marketing. A lot of people think that they can just flip a switch, pay us money, and we do the whole thing for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In your case, obviously, you're very attentive to your marketing, so. You know, I appreciate you embracing this. So, and then Nick, what's your last name?
It's Bowersox. Bowersox.
And then on your card, or is it officially Nicholas or Nick, or should I spell it differently?
On my what exactly?
Like on the card you'll be using to set up?
Oh, yeah, Nicholas, sorry. I thought you meant like a business card.
Well, if you had a business card too, that's fine too. So obviously, and then for everything else, again, as far as managing your account, do you want to allow anyone else to call in on your behalf?
No.
Okay. So if ever that changes, just let us know. For the purpose of when we do quality assurance to end this call, I'll be referring to you as Nicholas just because that's the, you know, your official name on paper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the 215-512-0850 is the best number for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just so you know, when we run Facebook ads and or when we run the Google listings and your website, we're going to use a slightly different phone number, same area code, but it's just meant to allow you trackability of all the calls that we create for you. So we it's called a tracking number. Call goes straight to you. You won't know that there's a difference. Your customer won't know there's a difference. There's nothing in between. I'm not sure if you remember with Angie's, it says like this is an Angie's call or something like that when a customer calls in.
Oh, so, yeah.
So you're not going to get any of that stuff happening. It's just to hold us accountable for what we do for you. It's easier when you can see all the volume of calls that come in. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, power washing, pressure washing, what other keywords do you want to show up for on Google? You can have a lot. I just want to start with a few here.
We do ceiling and, like, deck staining.
Anything with windows? I know a lot of guys do windows.
I'm so sick of windows. I keep getting callbacks because, like, I'll soft wash a house and, like, after
you're good at it,
freaking water droplets, and I gotta freaking go back out and rinse the windows.
So they get mad because the water that, like, wasn't, like, fully ionized or what?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so let me ask you one more time. Do you want to put it or not? It's okay if you don't.
No.
Okay. All right.
But gutter cleaning.
Like a windows. Yeah, I put gutter cleaning for sure.
Okay.
You're like, anything not related to glass, we're good.
Yep. Roof wash. And like soft washes on there and stuff.
Okay, soft wash. Yeah, soft wash is a term I see a lot too. Soft wash, roof washing.
Yeah, I actually just learned that not too long ago that soft washing and power washing are two different things.
But you've done them both, you're saying?
Yeah, like I was doing like, so I would do soft wash and not know that I'm doing soft, but just call it power washing.
Yeah, it's weird how it's marketed now because I see that all the time, like soft wash or like, you know, soft wash plus power wash. I see that a lot.
Yeah.
And then what was the name of the Facebook? Say that again.
It's Mako Power Washing.
Oh no, the Facebook based company, the one that's run the Facebook ads.
Oh, it's State Hub.
State Hub. I'm just going to put there, using Estate Hub for Facebook only. We'll soon switch to us with his ads
exactly.
And once we're
really
up and running.
Because I was,
say that again?
Like, I went with Estate Hub. This is actually, like, a really good phone call because I chose Estate Hub because they were less expensive than another company, which was called Evolve Digital Marketing. And that one was, I wish I like would have written it down. It was crazy. It was like $750 a month plus an onboarding of like $1,000. And then you had to sign a contract to be in it for at least 6 months. And then on top of that, you had to spend ad spend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Has Facebook business profile already? Okay, so just to be clear on a couple things, so for Facebook, like I said, the initial package includes $100 going towards Facebook. I know when you do increased ad spends, there is a management fee percentage. I don't normally do Facebook-only ad spends, like in volume, so they'll go over that with you. But as far as I know, and I've heard across the company, it's something like 20% or something like that. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be much less than what you're doing right now. You know, I was doing the math in my head, right? So let's say you gave us 1,000 instead of 700, you're still in the win versus what these other guys are doing, and you're getting Google and a website included with all that.
Yeah, that's what really I feel like is driving me towards you guys, the Google, because they don't offer that.
Well, because it takes a lot of investment dollars. Like, anyone can invest in Facebook, but to be a channel partner, we have to spend minimum in tens of thousands each and every month just to have our status. And not to mention the success rate I mentioned before you. So we do a onboarding call. If you're available today, I can squeeze you in today, later on in the late afternoon or evening, but we can do anytime Monday. My available slots today are 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7.
Let me check Monday. Oh. You said 6 to 7 on that last one?
Yeah, that's the last one of the day, yep.
For today? Yep, I can do that if it's not a problem.
Okay.
I'm at a job right now, and then I have another job at 2:30, and then I have to go back and rinse windows after that.
Gotcha. All right, and then, Nick, what's a good email address for you? I'll send this to you right now.
It's Mako Power Washing, 215@gmail.com.
Okay. Bear with me about 10 seconds. I'm going to send you this. All right. I'll be sending you an invite for the call. I'll still have your name listed as Nick Bowersox on the invite, but again, on the official paperwork, it'll be Nicholas. All right. Let me get that out to you now. Okay, you should be getting that invite in the next few seconds here. And we're almost done with the initial questionnaire. I already found. Oh, is there licensing required for power washing in Pennsylvania?
Required?
Like, you have a business license, I'm guessing? Or is that what licensing they have?
No. Yeah, we don't have an LLC, but, like.
Okay. Of course. I don't think there's one required. I just wanted to double check.
There are
do you have insurance for the company or no?
We do not.
Okay. No worries. Again, it's just something that we ask about. If there is a hurdle with Google optimization, we'll let you know. But in most cases in power washing, it's one of those things where it's not. You know, there are certain types of things that it requires, like a certain credential as far as certification. They're going through schooling and whatnot. Power washing is not one of them, so that's fine. You're also going to get an email for the Google Business Verification. So what that means is when we're done with the call, it'll ask you, like, hey, like, take some photos of your work, of your equipment and things like that to get on Google. Okay? So you've heard about that process before?
Yeah, I've actually tried to go through this process myself, and I had to stop at that part just because I was unsure of what they were expecting to see. Like, I have a pickup truck and a bunch of equipment in the back, but
cool.
I just depart from home. There's no office.
That's fine. You don't need to do that. And we'll guide you through that. That's not a problem. It is something that you'll submit directly to Google, but yes, we can guide you through that whole process, what to take photos of. If you have a business card, great. You know, your website has a logo on it, so that's another thing that can help. All those factors, a lot of times they're asking for videos now, so it's a slightly different process than what it used to be. But again, everything that you're talking about, we can guide you through that, so that way you can submit a video that passes, okay?
Yep.
All right. And then we're going to create the website for you, as I mentioned. Now, we're going to do a new domain. Is that okay? You don't want the same domain you already have, right?
Yeah, not. You mean the GoDaddy's thing?
Yeah, it's not going to say GoDaddy site if you're okay with
that. Yeah, no, I'm fine. As long as it says something like Mako Power Washing.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very close to makopowerwashing.com. It just depends on what we find that's not breaking the bank or incurring any added cost to buy the domain.
I actually think that I checked through GoDaddy's. If I wanted to buy that domain, it was available. So I don't know if that means you have to pay for it or not.
There you go. It'll probably be. Yeah, we'll probably buy it then if it is available.
Okay.
So, and then out of Newtown, PA, what are other city names that you want me to list as target areas? I know it's a small radius, but just to be specific, because when we run Facebook ads, it does help to choose names or zip codes.
Yeah. Would, like, a county work? Like, would I be able to tell you a county?
Yeah, that's fine.
Bucks County.
Bucks County, PA?
Yep, BUCKS.
All right. Cool. All right. So, and that's mainly it, right? That area?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, talking to a state hub, they're like, there's so many people in this, like, county that it's, that was their reasoning behind me getting such good results from using them. That there was
gotcha.
Like a lot of people.
Okay, last two things here is you're also going to get a second email that shows the initial invoice for today, and it also has the terms of your enrollment with us, so that way you understand it's month to month. You can back out at any time and things of that nature. Going live time, just to be clear one more time, is 7 to 14 days for your website and Facebook for turnaround, so you can reach out to a state hub whenever you see some results and be like, all right, guys, I'm good here. So that's fine. And then whenever you're ready to do that, just you reach out to me, and then I'll help get your ad volume increased, okay? So that's something for you and I later. But for now, again, we'll do the $100 to start. And then what hours of operations do you want to show on your website?
We are Monday through Friday, 8 to... Let's say 8 to 5.
Okay. Anything on Saturday, Sunday?
If I say we're closed, then would I still be getting calls? Like, I'd still want to take calls on Saturday and Sunday. It's not work then.
What you should do then is just say, like, a certain hours, just to not mislead people that you are closed. And then, you know, just don't take jobs. but taking calls is, because they're going to look, sometimes they look at that, like, when someone's about to call, they'll check, and also Google will say, closed today. So you maybe don't want to always show that. So you want to do, like, a shorter schedule, maybe, like, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or something like that? On the weekends?
Just Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that way it just shows that you're available, right? Sometimes people want to know that. I mean, I see a lot of businesses put 24 hours, not power washing, but like plumbers, they put 24 hours, but they're not
moving. I've worked for an HVAC company, and sometimes they are 24 hours. Like, we get.
Well, they'll take a call, and then they'll tell you how much the, like, extra fee is for waking them up, right?
True, yeah. It is a bit more.
Okay, about 5 more minutes here. Plus.
No problem.
I like that when we were talking, you already know about how strong Facebook is, because a lot of our clients are always like, Facebook? How does Facebook work? You're like, I always thought it was Google Ads. And I'm like, yeah, Google Ads cost 20 times more, but Facebook works really well.
I know about how much Google costs.
Right. And then, so last things for your profile here. Again, I have it as Mako Power Washing. Is the business name an LLC, or is that just how it is, Mako Power Washing?
Oh, yeah, it's just, we're looking at getting an LLC, but, like, I really never run into a scenario where it's, like, someone is asking if I have, like, license and insurance.
So, no, you're good. You're good.
I don't see that. Yeah.
No worries. Again, certain states are different. Like, in California out here, you got to do LLCs for everything, right? You cross the street, you better have an LLC or something. You like paint someone's swing set. You need an LLC. All right. So what's the business address for you? And if you don't want us to publish it, that's okay. But what's the physical address?
4 Hillview Drive.
Got it. In Newtown, PA, 18940, right?
Yeah. But I would not like that to be public.
No, that's fine. That is okay. It's very common in the industry. So let me put that there.
It's my home address.
Do not publish business address on P website or Facebook. Home base. Okay, so we're wrapping up here. Again, last couple things. We do allow you to set up a security question. The reason being is that sometimes there, especially with not necessarily the people in North Carolina, but companies like that will get jaded sometimes and see that you're working with Local Splash or someone else, but it doesn't have to be us specifically. And they'll try to be some sort of imposter and saying, hey, yeah, we're your Google provider or something like that. So we give you a security question just so that way. Okay. And so that way, if you, there's any like stranger danger radar going off with you, you can identify that very quickly. I will let you know that when we call, starting at today's call at 6, our onboarding team and anything customer service related outside of the sales portion of the call is coming from our 877 number. Okay. So that number that I sent you the text message from, 877-635-6225, make sure you save that as Local Splash. That's going to be your first indicator. But then again, your other indicators are obviously the security question. So I'll let you know, we can have you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which do you prefer?
Choose now. Yeah, I'd do my mom's maiden name.
Okay. And then the answer for that?
Bower Socks. I guess that would be pretty easy.
Yeah. But here's a cool thing. You can do any name you want, or any answer you want. So if you want to choose something else, that's okay. It doesn't even have to line up with the question. You just have to know which question it was. So, cause what happens is if we call and you're uncertain if it's us, you'll ask us, what's my security question? And then we'll tell you one of those three. And then you'll tell us the answer. We type it in and we click validate and we say, yes, that's the answer.
Yeah, I'll do my first pet.
Okay, all right. All right, your first pet's name or any
Tucker.
Answer you want outside of that?
Tucker.
Okay. Just to make sure I didn't mishear you, you said Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, correct?
Correct, yep.
All right, that's saved there. And then the card you'll be using under the name Nicholas Bower Socks, same phone number, and 4 Hillview Drive, Newtown, PA, right?
No, it's under my old address.
Okay.
That would be 2532 North 30th Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Zip code?
19132.
19132. Okay.
Yeah.
And then as I mentioned, again, there is that one-time setup fee of $99, but so today's charge will be $398. Moving forward is $299 a month. And then any ad buy you want to do beyond that, of course, that's between you and us later, whenever you see the results on this first 100. And then the management fee, will go over that in detail, I think, when the ad buy comes, like, says about 20%. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
I just forgot my question. Sorry.
You're saying what?
Every month, $100 gets spent in ad spend.
Correct. At this price point. Correct. At this price point, at $299, okay. 100 of that $299 is going to ad spend. Correct.
Okay. All right.
So that way you can figure out what you want to increase from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's like you think would be like the best like price point for me.
As far as what?
Like, do you have any other like this $299? Would there be like anything above that?
Oh, well, as far as ad spend, you can do any ad spend amount you want. Think about how it's broken up, right? $199 goes to us for like the core management of your optimization on Google, your website, whatnot. As far as buying into more with us, it's just straight ad spend at that point. We don't charge any, like, there's no like, you're already going to get the white glove level of our service. There's no like, two-handed white glove level. You know what I mean? It's out of your monthly fee, $199 of it, we're perfectly happy at that level, because keep in mind, on a month-to-month program, we got to be small business focused on pricing, and we got to keep you happy. So we're not trying to charge you extra for nonsense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But at any time, if you want to run Google ads, if you think they're worth trying, we do Google ads as well. But if you're having great volume success with Facebook, it's just making sure that we match that volume, when you want to import it over. If you wanted to start with Facebook ad spend, to start at a little higher level with us, you can do that too. It's totally up to you. I just wasn't trying to, insist on anything.
Yeah. And then I got one more question. So, is StateHub, like when wintertime comes around in Pennsylvania, obviously it gets cold, and like there's not really like much opportunity to do power washing, and they do like Christmas lights. They advertise for Christmas lights. Not that, like, I'm interested at all in Christmas lights. I was more interested in, like, the commercial side of power washing, like kitchen exhaust vents and, like, kitchen hoods, like, cleaning those. Would you guys be able to, run advertisements for me for that as well when that time comes around?
Yeah, so we can pivot with ads any way you want. What I suggest is when you on your onboarding call later on today, you bring that up to say, put that on my website, even though it's not active at all times, so that way you still have that representation online. Really smart that you brought that up now. But that way, when we develop your website, it has that as a service offering. And then anything else you do to pivot seasonally, just let us know.
Okay.
And then my apologies, I jumped another window and I lost your home address in Philly. Would you mind giving that to me one more time?
No problem. It's 2532 North 30th Street, Philadelphia, PA.
And the zip?
19132.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card whenever you are, and then we'll do the, I won't charge it just yet, we'll do the voice verification, and then I'll charge it, but I'll just input it right now.
5108-0502,
mm-hmm.
6631-2359.
Expiration?
0827.
And the three-digit code on the back?
947.
Okay. I'm just inputting this here. Again, not charging just yet. We have everything that we need here. So what I'm going to do now, Nick, I'm going to go into the voice verification portion of the call. This is the recorded portion of the call. I will refer to you as Nicholas, for this portion. Any questions that come up as I'm asking these questions, just let me know and I'll stop. It's not a problem. But just want to let you know I'll go ahead and begin this portion of the call. It'll be about 3 minutes, okay?
Yep.
All right, Nicholas, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Again, this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mako Power Washing.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Bowersox, and I'm the CEO.
Okay. And as CEO, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Nicholas, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your marketing campaign. So thank you for taking today's call at 6 o'clock. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you that security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, when we do call, we will always call moving forward from our customer service team. We'll be calling from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So make sure you save that as Local Splash under your contacts. But when we do call from that number, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts outside of what you already disclosed? Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 3rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day of the month in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, any additional ad spends, you know, we'll discuss that at a later time. But in the event of our core service, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And in the event of cancellation to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Nicholas, I'll go ahead and process your card payment here. Bear with me one moment. You'll get an invoice here. Okay, I think do you put your card like on block or anything like that to where a transaction won't go through?
Oh, no, let me check. Hi, Capital One, did you try to make a purchase? Yes. Yeah, they just texted me. Yes.
Hey, that's great protection, right? You should be happy with Capital One for that. That's all right. So you did click yes. I'll wait about another minute, and then we'll see if it processes.
For letting us know, we are prepped. Sorry.
Go ahead. What does it say?
It just says they're processing your response.
Okay.
Thank you for verifying this transaction. You can continue to use your card.
All right. Let's try one more time. So on mine, I use Wells Fargo for my banking. On mine, I'll get a text message, not declining it right away. Capital One took it a step further. It doesn't decline right away. It just says, do you authorize this transaction? Yeah, I have to put in like a PIN code. So, I mean, at least they're getting smarter about it, you know? Say that again?
I was wondering if I got a PIN like that you guys enter.
Oh, no, that's how it usually... Like, what they normally do, so on mine for Wells Fargo, and Capital One, you know, obviously alerted you via text message or something like that, on Wells Fargo, it sends me a 6-digit code and says, did you offer this code, like, when I'm doing an online payment? So then, like, you would tell me, like, oh, here's the code, something like that. But,
yeah.
All right, so everything is good on our you should get the invoice, the initial invoice outlining everything we spoke about in detail. It can show you that $398 initial payment, $299 moving forward. And then so when you get that via email or text message, it's going to say, welcome to Local Splash. When you open that up, go ahead and scroll through that. Hopefully you can do that before 6 o'clock today. Check off the 2 boxes at the bottom. Sign it as Nicholas Bowersox, and then everything will be complete there. But if you don't get it finished by 6 o'clock today, that's okay. Our onboarding team will walk you through that as well.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else? Again, feel free to reach out. I'll pencil in. I'll give you a call probably about a month from now, if that's okay, to check in and see if it's time to ramp up on Facebook with us.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, Nick, I appreciate your time. Let me know if there's anything else. You have my information. You can text and call me. You have all that to reach out and, you know, just feel free to contact me if anything occurs between now and 6 o'clock. And talk, we'll, our onboard team will call from the 877 number.
Sounds good. I'm right, having trouble finding the part where I like check the boxes and sign.
It's usually at the bottom. If you're already looking at it, sorry about that. That was faster than I
thought. At the invoice?
Yeah, at the bottom of the invoice, there should be two things to check off. Like your acknowledgement.
Your dashboard at the bottom. Oh, okay. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Okay, got it.
Cool. All right, and then, yes, you're going to get, like, a password for the dashboard. We didn't talk too much detail on dashboard. That's usually saved for the onboarding team. But, yes, when it comes to analytics, if you want to be an analytics analyzer or data analyzer at all times, you're going to have real-time access to all that, too.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, Nick, appreciate your time. Again, I'll let you get back to what you got to do today, and we'll check in a few hours when you wind down for the day.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good one now.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.